Catching up with Richard Kite from Thriving Southland, who is project lead this afternoon on the muster. As we catch up with Thriving Southland pretty regularly here on the show, great work they're doing as well. Good afternoon, Richard. How's things?
Afternoon, Andy. Yeah, really good, thanks. We're keeping busy. Some of the customer groups is quieting down a bit. Everybody's got their heads down. We're carving and plumbing now just about underway.
Just that time of year, though, isn't it? I mean, the weather's been playing ball for the last couple of weeks. Dairy farmers I've talked to, they've been loving it. A wee bit in the forecast this weekend, but I think it's not as bad as what they were talking, so you take the positives.
Now, overall, it's been a pretty good start, hasn't it?
Richard, today we're talking about the Pragmatica report. Tell us about this and what it entails.
So the Pragmatica report is an independent look at Thriving Southland and basically what it's achieving and is it delivering to those that we work for, which are the catchment groups and the primary sector, really, around what's happening on the ground, are we efficiently doing that, and are people getting what they need.
As far as the catchment group goes, Richard, they've been very well received. They're getting up a number. Gee, I think it might be up to about 36 now. This is just giving them... Thriving Southland's given those catchment groups room to, well, I suppose thrive, for want of a better word, and actually go on and continue with the good work they're doing, more or less, isn't it?
It is, and I think the report was really to look at that we were delivering what they needed, and talking to those the reviewers went out and talked to people within the groups that about what they were seeing and were we actually hitting the mark with what we've been doing for them. And I think we've been pretty pleased with the feedback. The groups have asked for the science that matters to them, they've asked for support, and I think really, really positive feedback from the groups, because and what you're seeing, I suppose that 36 groups is when you give people on the ground the support, they really get the bit between the teeth and start making huge strides. Yeah.
What's a couple of pointers in the report that really grabbed your attention, Richard?
I think one is that we often hear that farmers want more science and asking for science, and I think people think maybe they're just delaying change or whatever. But actually, when you actually go and find the science that's relevant to farmers, they work here how that fits with their catchment, their systems. Seeing science as a catalyst, not an enforcement tool. I think quite often science is seen to be aligned with policy, but when science is about making a difference, I think the report that was being delivered and the groups are saying that they were happy with what was coming through with the science is enabling them to get on and work in their catchments. I think that for me was a real positive. Also, I suppose the report came back, one of the key things was actually allowing people to work at their own pace. There's a whole lot of regulation, you name it, coming at farmers, and actually you can't do a good job if you're forced into moving and implementing stuff. And it's actually when you step back, give people the information, they then work out what needs to be done and how they're going to do it practically. I think that's really where we sit as, I've got a sort of saying, you need to slow down to speed up, give people, and you're watching these catchment groups working with the information and the stuff that's important to them. And I suppose the other big part of it is the real community change you see when catchment groups take off and you get cross-sectoral farmers and other community members coming in, talking with each other, really supportive. We all know it's a difficult space farmers have been put in for quite a while, and actually to get along to a catchment group and realise that there are other people working through it and thinking about it, I think that's made a big difference, and that was the feedback we got from this report.
Richard, you talked about groups being able to go along at their own pace, and I suppose the beauty of catchment groups are you can set goals and you can attain them over time, because in just over 2 years, like the report says here, what's been attained. But then you can just break it down as well to these groups and what they can get in their own time as well. So obviously every area is going to be different as to what they want to attain over the next, say, 6 months or whatever.
Oh, I think that's really important, and helping them to set their own goals. I mean, these are all independent groups and they all want to achieve, you know, they've all got different areas that they're interested in and different things they want to achieve, but helping them break that down. But also seeing, you know, putting a peg in the sand and saying, this is where you've come from and this is all the good work you've done, because a lot of people have been doing a lot of good work for a long time. And
yeah.
I think sometimes you miss that when you're constantly feeling under pressure. You miss all the good stuff that's happening. So that's about, moving at people's hearts.
Yeah, exactly, because it's all about people understanding what they want to attain within these groups, and it sounds like it's working out really good. Hey, Richard, if somebody wants to go online and have a look at this report, where's a good place to go and have a look?
Yeah, basically go to the Thriving Southland website and click on resources, and under resources, the reports that's there. So, happy for everyone to look for it, give us feedback. That's where the best place to find it, Andy. Yeah.
Hey, Richard Kite from Thriving Southland, project lead. Thanks very much for your time on the muster once again. I do enjoy talking to you. What you guys are doing at Thriving Southland is fantastic. Keep it up.
Cheers, Andy, and have a good afternoon. Thanks.
Richard Kite there from Thriving Southland. Up next, before we finish,